Ever wondered why some investors seem to have a sixth sense for market turns? The secret isn't supernatural ability, but understanding economic indicators that signal changes before they become obvious. While most obsessively track well-known metrics like unemployment rates, market masters follow a different playbook. They monitor obscure indicators providing advance warning of economic shifts, positioning their portfolios ahead of the crowd. Warren Buffett famously studies railroad car loadings and electricity usage patterns to gauge economic health. Even Ashton Kutcher built a successful venture capital career by understanding economic signals beyond headlines. In today's interconnected global economy, these indicators have become more crucial than ever, as market shifts happen faster and with greater magnitude than previous generations experienced. Think like an economic detective examining clues. These statistical signals fall into three categories: leading indicators pointing to future conditions, coincident indicators showing current status, and lagging indicators confirming where we've been. Leading indicators naturally offer the most obvious profit opportunities, since they provide advance warning of economic turns, often 3 to 6 months ahead of major shifts. Consumer spending drives roughly 70% of the U.S. economy, with several indicators providing early insights before appearing in broader economic data. Automobile sales offer valuable signals because the auto industry connects to numerous sectors through materials like steel, glass, and rubber. Car purchases indicate financial confidence, with consistent sales declines typically signaling economic weakness and increases suggesting improvement. Chain store sales provide weekly insights into consumer behavior. Though representing only 10% of retail sales, national retailers reveal consumption trends, with same-store sales being most relevant for investors. Consumer sentiment surveys measure how Americans feel about economic conditions, typically dropping sharply before recessions, sometimes with false signals. Business investment comprises 15 to 20% of GDP, but fluctuates significantly, making it crucial for economic turns. Unlike consumers who must purchase necessities, businesses can halt investment completely during downturns. The semiconductor book-to-bill ratio measures the relationship between chip orders and deliveries, serving as an economic barometer. A ratio above 1.0 indicates expansion, while lower readings suggest weakness. Copper prices, often called the metal with a PhD in economics, provide another reliable signal. With relatively stable supply, copper prices directly reflect demand fluctuations in the industrial economy. In today's interconnected economy, international indicators provide essential context for understanding economic trends through cross-border flows. The Baltic Dry Index, BDI, measures shipping costs for raw materials. When global trade increases, the BDI rises due to fixed short-term ship supply. China's demand for raw materials heavily influences this index, making it a proxy for Chinese industrial activity. America's spending relies on foreign lending, measured by Treasury International Capital, TIC, data, which tracks cross-border securities transactions. Japan's Tanken survey polls 9,000 businesses quarterly about conditions and expectations. Its Business Conditions Diffusion Index is straightforward. Readings above zero indicate growth, below zero signal recession. The financial system functions as the economy's circulatory system. The Federal Reserve's Fed funds rate works like a gas pedal and brake, with changes immediately affecting mortgage rates, credit card interest, and savings yields. Credit spreads, the difference in borrowing costs between high and lower quality corporate borrowers, signal economic direction. Widening spreads indicate higher perceived risk, slowing capital flow. The yield curve, the difference between long and short-term government securities, predicts economic trends. When this difference turns negative, an inverted yield curve, recession probability rises dramatically within 4 quarters. Housing activity provides valuable economic signals by impacting multiple sectors simultaneously. It drives construction and durable goods consumption, affects consumer psychology through the wealth effect, and influences financial markets via mortgage activity. Housing permits and starts function as leading indicators by signaling confidence in future conditions. Increased permits indicate builders' optimism about sustained employment and income, while low borrowing costs during recessions can trigger the housing cycle. New home sales are powerful leading indicators because they measure contract signings rather than completed transactions. Each sale generates future economic activity through job creation, approximately 3 full-time jobs per home, and tax revenue, about $90,000 per home. Existing home sales complement this picture, representing about 85% of housing market activity. These transactions stimulate the economy through related purchases, with the average home buyer spending roughly $10,000 on furniture, housewares, and electronics within the first year. Several specialized indicators measure market fear and uncertainty, providing early warnings before problems appear in traditional economic data. The VIX, CBOE Volatility Index, objectively measures market fear by tracking what investors pay for protection against stock market declines. Higher readings indicate greater anxiety, with daily spikes over 20% often signaling excessive fear that creates buying opportunities. Gold functions as a sensitive barometer for economic, financial, and geopolitical instability. During robust economic periods, gold prices typically remain subdued but rise amid tech bubbles, real estate speculation, banking crises, and wars. Retail investment activity serves as a contrarian indicator because individual investors often make poor timing decisions, typically buying near market highs and selling near lows. When retail investors pile into an asset class at historically high levels, it frequently signals market tops. The Institute for Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, provides crucial insights, with readings above 50 indicating expansion and below 50 signaling contraction. Key sub-indices include new orders, predicting future activity, and employment, manufacturing job health. Manufacturing serves as an economic barometer due to its cyclical nature. Rising consumer demand creates growth cycles through increased production, hiring, and material purchases. Conversely, falling demand triggers output and workforce reductions, amplifying downturns. Industrial production measures output across manufacturing, mining, and utilities. Despite representing only about 15% of U.S. economic activity, these sectors experience greater volatility during economic cycles. Rising production typically signals expansion, while declining output often precedes broader contraction. Capacity utilization shows industrial capacity usage. Readings above 80% suggest strong growth and potential inflation pressure, while readings below 75% indicate economic slack and deflationary pressure. Economic indicators reveal their true power when analyzed collectively rather than individually. No single metric tells the complete story, but together they paint a picture of economic direction. By tracking selected indicators across different sectors, you can spot genuine trends early. Data immersion across multiple indicators matters because relationships between metrics evolve over time. Following just a few indicators risks missing structural shifts, like technological disruption or changing trade patterns. Broad indicators like GDP, while convenient, may mask important sector-specific trends. The key is examining diverse indicators across economic sectors and developing confidence in your judgment despite uncertainty. This comprehensive approach helps avoid buying high and selling low, positioning your portfolio ahead of economic turns to protect investments during downturns and maximize returns during recoveries. Economic indicators provide probabilistic insights, not certainties. By understanding their limitations, using multiple indicators together, and considering their historical reliability and current context, you can improve investment decisions. The greatest advantage comes from developing economic intuition through regular monitoring, creating a personal dashboard that helps you see around corners while others focus only on what's directly ahead.